You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Already Friends podcast. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today is our final episode of our How to Thrive in 2025 series, and we're recapping and giving 25 things that have helped us thrive and are going to help us thrive in 2025. So me and Allison have both brought 12 different things that either quotes or theories or methods that are inspiring us to thrive this year, and we're going to share with you what's resonating with us.
But as always, we're going to do our catch-up segment. This is just where we share what's going on in our personal lives. Then we do our peak of the week segment, and then we will get into that topic.
Yeah, so what's going on with you? Anything new and exciting?
It was a well-rounded, fun week. We had a lot of outings this week. Like Tuesday night, we went to the movie night on the beach, which is always very fun. It's at Panamera, and they show more of an artistic, independent type of movie. So it's always a vibe, and they have the popcorn machine. So we went down to the beach a little early on Tuesday to have dinner at one of the other beach clubs. We went back to the Moroccan one because it was just like so beautiful. I had to show Clay, and then did a beach walk, and then the movie night, and minus that night, Clay cooked dinner for us every night this week. And that is really, really good for me because I like to cook, but like I don't love to cook. You know, like I'll do it because I have to eat. But like this man like loves finding a recipe and like getting so excited and going to the grocery store and picking out all of the ingredients. And I'm like, this is so much effort for one meal. Like I just can't wrap my head around how to get that excited about cooking just like one meal. But it works for us because I do laptop stuff and stand at our kitchen island and manage his like behind the scenes of his coaching stuff. And he cooks and then we finish at the same time and we just kind of talk and debrief on the day and then eat together. And I'm really into that routine. And I'm like, you're good with this? And he's like, yeah, I'm great with this. And I'm like, OK, cool. Same. Let's keep it rolling. So last night, he made salmon. He's made like amazing tacos and we had fajitas. It's like a mushroom risotto type of thing. The man is such a good cook. It's very impressive.
Oh, love that. I have seen some of Clay's stories where he's posted his cooking things. And I did see one time he made ramen and I was very impressed. I was like, I've never thought to ever make ramen at home. So I will give credits to Clay because I have noticed that he's out there doing like all the recipes.
I know. Even this morning, and he makes me breakfast like every morning. I came out of my room and there was on the kitchen table like an oatmeal bowl with perfectly cut up strawberries like in a circle around the rim with like blueberries and coconut and cacao nibs and then a little note that was like, feel for podcasting, like have a great day. It's so cute. I started filming all of the things he made me this week because I was like, I need to post a compilation video of like food my boyfriend made me this week. Like, it's very impressive.
Wow.
So I'm definitely just enjoying that. I did go to aerial yoga on Tuesday and I had gotten a pedicure right before, didn't think anything of it. So my feet were all like exfoliated. And then I had this like, I put castor oil even on like the corners, went to aerial yoga and I was like, why am I sucking so bad? Like I was about to have a mental breakdown because I couldn't even climb on the rope. And I was like, what is going on? Like last week, I was just shimmying up and down. Like I'm not on my period. I slept fine. I had a good breakfast. I'm in a good mood. Like what is happening? And the instructor was like, do you have like lotion on your feet or something? And I was like, yes. She was like, oh yeah, that's why. So yeah. Instead I told her, I was like, how about I just work on cutting off my circulation? And she was like, what do you mean? And I'm like, because that's part of this. Like, you know how when you see them up on the ropes, like the ropes are really, really tight on like your armpits and like your crotch and it hurts and your ankles. You have to really get used to that constriction. So I basically just use the whole class to feel the pain and move through it because I was like, well, I don't want this whole practice to be a wash today. So I'll just work on something else. And then, yeah, looping back to me working on Clay's behind the scenes stuff. I almost have his website done. Like I'm trying to finish it today because on Wednesday I'm going to Omaha for an event that we're having at the shop this weekend, like a spring cleaning thing. And that it's so good for me when I have either a trip or something coming up where I'm like, oh, I have to make this deadline. Otherwise, I would just finish it next week. And so we put a lot of hours in last week. So I came up, you know, branding, colors, all of the body copy, the pricing structure. And it was really lighting me up. I'm like, God, I love doing this whole thing. And it makes me feel good that I use my degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. Well, that sounds so fun. I'm glad that you guys are getting into routine and kind of getting back into the swing of things since Clay has moved down.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, same thing over here. Lots of activities, lots of things going on. Was just in Colorado for a work trip for a video shoot. And we shot an all-inclusive mountain resort. It's like a ghost town that they bought out that had been abandoned for 50 years. And they took all the buildings and made them little cabins and little rooms. And it was amazing. So we got to do cross-country skiing, which that was funny because I was texting McKenna and Connor, and I was like, I girl bossed with my birthday theme a little too close to the sun because now we're skiing and doing opera ski.
Wait, and you finally got your snow. Like there was proper snow there, right?
Yes. Like that's why they rushed us out. We like rushed out. I literally got asked 2 days before because it was going to snow at this hotel and it was like the last snow of the season. And it was literally so pretty. I kept putting on my Instagram story, like, it looks like we're shooting inside of a snow globe. Because the snow was so fresh and just made everything so beautiful. So yeah, even the hotel was like, we did not know you guys were going to come so quickly. But we're like, we chased the snow. And that's why it was very last minute. But yes, it was so gorgeous. Got to see, they had like these giant Percheron horses, which are this like huge, huge breed of horses. And they like pull a sleigh and they do like this thing called Winter Wonderland. We got to do a campfire in the snow. I mean, everything was just so beautiful. And I had a really great crew, worked with two new people, a new videographer, a new photographer, and they're both lovely. We had so much fun. Oh, they had natural hot springs. So we were like sitting outside in the hot springs with the snow all around us. And it's always funny because with these smaller shoots, I actually end up being the talent. So like, it was just funny because I got to do everything and like be the quote-unquote model. So like I'm in the hot springs like at sunrise. I mean, it was all just so, so pretty. And I highly recommend. It was in Denton, Colorado. So you fly into Durango or Telluride, and then you drive an hour and a half to Denton, which it's just so gorgeous. And got back Saturday. Yeah. Flew. I was going to go home, but then I hadn't visited my grandma in a while. And I'm like, I love when work pays for your flights home because then I'm like, okay, I can just fly to visit my grandma instead. So flew to Philly. My dad also decided to come. So he met me here and we've been visiting with my aunts and uncles, his siblings and my cousins and stuff. And my grandma was so excited. She's so happy that I'm here. And what else? Oh, and then I booked my flight home with points. And you guys, I don't know how I have not talked about this yet, but if you are trying to book flights with points, it is so worth it to get a subscription to seats.aero. It's plain seats, like SEAT.AERO. This website is life-changing. It's $10 a month. You could also just do it when you're going to be traveling and then cancel it and just like reactivate your subscription. But right now I've been paying for it for probably like 6 months now, ever since we did our honeymoon with all these different points. And it shows you all how to fly wherever you want to go with points. And I thought I was good at points, but this website is showing me so much more. I've learned so much. I was able to book a ticket on Qantas, which is like this Australian airline from Philly to St. Louis for 12,000 points, which is so low. That's like $120. And the flights were like $400 because it was kind of last minute. So yeah, booked a flight home on points, which is so cheap. And around. If you're trying to fly business class on points, that's such a great website because it shows you how to do it super cheap. Because I thought if I booked with points, Philly to St. Louis, I'd have to pay like at least 30 or 40,000 points. So just for some comparison, it's a really good travel hacking website.
Yeah, 12,000 is a really good point amount for that. I don't know how or why I like, thank you, universe. There's such cheap flights from Omaha. No, from Tulum to Omaha. And I think it's because everyone comes down here from all over. And then maybe less people are going back or because it's a new flight. But I have gotten multiple flights from Tulum back to Omaha for 9,000 points.
Oh, good. That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's really good.
So I just always book 2 one-ways because the taxes are different coming versus leaving the country. And so it's like better for me to pay cash going Omaha to Mexico, but then use points to go from Mexico back to the US. I don't know. It's like weird because I think coming into the US, the taxes are higher.
Okay.
I don't know. Or maybe it's vice versa. Now I'm like tripping. But yeah, along with the travel hacking, if you guys are going somewhere, how Kara just did like the one way part, you can find really good deals if you don't necessarily need the round trip ticket. All on one. Like if you can go one way on either points or cash on one airline and then one way points or cash on another airline, sometimes that can be so good. Because even my trip this weekend, I'm going round trip and it was, I didn't use points, but it was only 300 because I booked 2 one-ways.
Yeah. And your tip about making sure it's worth it for points versus cash, I 1,000% agree. Like sometimes it just is worth it to pay the cash because if you're going to be draining your points for something that's only $300 or something. I mean, I know that's a lot of money, but you don't want to use all your points on something that would take you so much further. If you could book 3 or 4 flights in the future instead of just one.
Right. Yeah. Because we want to go to Europe this fall, you know, and I'm like, well, I'd rather save my points for a flight that's going to be way more than $300. So yeah, but I like that website you suggested. Definitely put that in the show notes and I'll check it out too.
Oh, it's amazing. Should we do peaks?
Let's do peaks. Yes. Maybe you guys remember in January, I said Clay and I went to Quinto Elemento for this ritual massage experience, and they have 4 different rituals: earth, air, fire, water. And in January, we did the air ritual. And then yesterday, Clay booked us for the earth ritual because we were like, well, we have to try all 4 before, I don't know, we try another place. Like, we just wanted to compare them. And yesterday was equally as lovely. We were debating if we should have the same masseuse or like guides, I guess. And Clay was like, we'll leave it up to fate. Whoever we get, we get. And we actually liked these people better. And we thought the first experience was like as good as it could get, but these masseuse were stronger.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'm like, get in there. Like, you know.
We love a strong grip. Get in there. Yeah. I agree, honestly. And people, you're so petite and like tiny that people probably don't think you want them to get in there. But it's like, no, we got muscles. We got knots.
Well, thank you for that. She asked me, she's like, how's the pressure? And I was like, you can go harder. She's like, really?
I know. And I hate when they're like, well, I don't want to go too hard because I don't want you to be sore. I'm like, I don't care. It feels good now. It's fine.
And I don't know, I feel like we do enough, we as in Clay and I, like recovery stuff, like stretching, yin yoga. I really want to bring my infrared sauna blanket back if it will fit in my suitcase this weekend. We'll see. I have a long list of things I need to bring back, like 2 yoga mats, all of mine and Clay's supplements. I have like a tower of PR packages at my mom's house because I haven't been back in over 3 months. So I feel like it's going to be Christmas with all of the packages.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But if there's room, I really, because I guess now it's getting warmer in St. Louis, but have you still been using that thing?
No, I'm like, I have to force myself to use it when it's hot out because I don't want to use it. But I have been better about like, because it just is good for your health. And I always think about it, like reduces your stroke risk. It reduces your heart disease risk. So I've been probably getting in it like twice a month, but I should be better because now that's warm. I'm just like, but when it was cold out, it was literally 2 to 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. Like me and Connor were on rotation. Like we had it in our routine. But for some reason, when it's hot out, I'm like, oh, the last thing I want to do is get in a hot blanket. But I know it's good for me.
I know. And that's why I didn't bring it down here initially. But the benefits, I'm like, I think it would be good.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that was kind of a sidebar. But the ritual massage, Quinto Elemento, I'll link it in the show notes if you guys are in Tulum. Please go there. It will change your life. It's like 3.5 hours.
That's amazing.
And what was your peak?
I'm just going to say, spending some quality time with my dad, my grandma, nothing too eventful. Mostly so far, it's just consisted of like going out to breakfast or like going out to lunch or dinner with relatives. But oh my God, it was so funny. We went to dinner last night and my grandma, she's 88. So the Bushy, she's amazing. But we were at this dinner restaurant and I was looking at the menu and I'm like, I think I'm going to get a bowl, a rice bowl. Cause they had like a salmon broccoli rice bowl. And she was like, what's a bowl? I'm like, oh, I don't think you're going to like it. Cause you know, she definitely has her items that she loves. Like she loves some prime rib. She likes pizza wings. I don't know, just typical grandparents. Like, you know, they get into their routines and she's like, no, I want to try a bowl. Can I get a bowl? And she ordered a Philly cheesesteak rice bowl, which is like so, that is so Pennsylvania. Like, what even is that? We were all laughing. We're like, how is this even on the menu? Like, this is supposed to be like a healthy section. Like, why is there a cheesesteak bowl? But she liked it and she would not stop talking. She's like, this is my first rice bowl. And she was just like so excited that she had never had one before. And she's like, I really like it. Wasn't messy to eat. Much easier to eat than a regular cheesesteak. And so now Bushy is a rice bowl girly.
Wow. I'm glad you opened her up.
Yeah. She's like, I've never had one before. And that was like the talk of the night, was that she has never had a rice bowl. So now she's going to have to try all the different ones next time we go back there.
Cute. Love that you're getting good time with them, though. That's adorable.
Yes. Okay, let's read your guys' peaks. Very March Madness. Ashley said Maryland just beat Colorado State in basketball. I'm reading this one because I was watching that with my dad last night. So, and it was like a buzzer beater. Maryland won at the last second. So I'm glad that you're happy, Ashley.
Julian said, women's spring equinox retreat in Indiana. I did somatic movement for the first time. Oh my gosh, that sounds magical.
This one is so crazy that I just have to read it out of shock. Sam said, I went to a Shrek rave, LOL. I need to know more about this. What is a Shrek rave? If it is what I'm thinking it is, that's hilarious. And I cannot even believe that's a thing.
Oh my God, this one from Brianna. I didn't even see it when I screenshot the ones that came in. She said, met a fellow Artie Friends listener at a surf camp in Bali, and we both are moving to Australia. That wow. is epic. I need to know the backstory. How did you guys figure that out? Please let me know.
That's so cool. As always, send in your peaks. On our Instagram page, we post a story box where you can put that in every Monday.
And now getting into the 25 things helping us thrive in 2025. We're just going to go back and forth one at a time. And we tried to, of course, focus holistically on all eight dimensions of wellness. So here we go. What is your yes. first one?
This first one is a quote that I recently saw on TikTok. I have a friend who does like big sister advice. Her name's Jillian. I'll link it in the show notes too. But this quote was just take action. And she was talking about, you know, now that she's in her 30s, things that she wished she could have told herself in her 20s. And she was like, there were just so many times where I felt stuck and didn't know what to do, like which direction to take my career or relationships or whatever. And she was saying that if she could tell her younger self anything, it's just to take action in any direction, even if you're not 100% sure which one is the right one or which one is the best choice for you. Just picking a direction and moving will give you that clarity, and staying stuck, which is kind of what we talked about last week with the career episode, is just wasting your time and does not help you in the long run.
My first one, I touched on it in the catch-up segment, but hiring my assistant / auntie for Peaches. If hiring a cleaner or a nanny or a dog walker is in your budget, even like once a month, I feel like it's such a relief, especially if you're someone that's always needed. I don't know how to like explain that, but if you have a job where people are always relying on you, or if you're a parent and your kids are always relying on you, or if you're the friend that people come to a lot for advice, it's really nice to be able to have someone where you can be relieved of being needed for a little bit. At least that's how I feel in this situation, because I was talking about in the physical wellness episode, one of my biggest hurdles to getting to my classes and workouts is feeling guilty for leaving Peaches at home alone, which now with Clay here, she's adjusted way better. But I was saying, I really just want to find someone for even like 3 days a week to watch Peaches so I can go. And same with like my appointments. If I want to get my nails done or go to a cafe for a little bit by myself, get a juice after my workout, just knowing I have like a few hours to myself has been so good for like my home life, my mental health, everything. And I wish I had done it sooner.
Wow. Yeah, I guess not one that I wrote down, but piggybacking off of that, I will say we have hired cleaning people in the last year. And I agree. That is just one thing that it's nice to have reliable. Like, I know that my house is going to be deep cleaned every 2 weeks. And I'm with you. Like, it does sound like an expensive cost, but for my health and sanity and for Connor's sanity, it's very worth it.
Agreed.
Yes. Number two for me is, it's everywhere, I will say. It's very mainstream now, but the Mel Robbins Let Them Theory, specifically her book, I'm not even halfway through yet, but I just really love this theory. And when I first heard this, probably last year, it really was impactful. And I feel like now people are, it is kind of more mainstream to, you know, let people do what they're going to do and protect your peace. But if you haven't read this or heard it, I highly, highly recommend it. It basically, yeah, just says that if someone wants to not invite you to something, let them. If they want to talk bad about you, let them. You cannot control the actions of other people, and releasing that control, which again is something that we've talked about in the series, having that control kind of mitigates fear, and that's why we do that. But letting go of that control just feels so good, and it gives you power to know that, okay, well, if you're going to let go of expectations of other people, then you can have power in your life and do what you're going to do to protect your peace.
I'll piggyback off of that one with one of mine, which is learning to give up the control, but also overcoming perfectionism, because I think perfection is tied to wanting to control all of these little steps of something or have it be your way. And then when it's not your way, it can be really upsetting because you had an expectation of how you want something to go. And this is something that I have to work on like every day. I would say I'm a pretty organized and like on top of things person. And so part of the control is like wanting to be proactive and get stuff done and make it so that I'm prepared and not like scrambling, like, oh my God, I forgot this. Or like, I wish I had done that, because that I know sends me into fight or flight. Like, I hate doing that. So I pretty much like never procrastinate and like to have things planned out. But sometimes there are external factors, which is what I've been talking about a lot with all this moving, that you cannot control. And so I've been trying really hard to overcome the pressure that I put on myself for things to like be really perfect. And I'm far from where I want to be. But if I think back to myself like 10 years ago, like I used to absolutely like crumble if I had to give up that control, or would work so hard, stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning to make some project from 90% good to 100% good, because I was like, I just want it to be perfect. And now I've released a lot of that. And even with my store being in Omaha, and like I haven't been back for 3 months, like that has been the biggest example in my life of totally surrendering to like whatever happens there happens, and I cannot control it. I am not there. If I want the luxury of having people help me, then that means it can't be perfect. And now I'm kind of going on a long one with this one, but I was talking to another friend who is a content creator, and she has an online business, and she hasn't really outsourced anything. And she's like, well, I want it all to be like really, really, really good. And I was like, yeah, but you're like working 12 hours a day at your desk. Like, how fun is that? And I'm like, I definitely still work a lot, but I'm like, it's way more fun for me to have the store in Omaha and give up the control and get, maybe it's not perfect or exactly how I would want it, but the benefit of freedom and letting other people be involved and the store existing can only happen if I give up that control. So I think if this is something you struggle with, try to think about the benefit of how nice it could be if you didn't have to have such a tight rein on everything, and what you could get, like what freedom could be involved if you gave up that control.
Absolutely. I will piggyback off of that with this one. I have really been investing in my rest as much as my productivity. I did not realize how much it makes me uncomfortable to not be working all the time and to prioritize rest, but it's something that I'm working on because I don't know, for some reason, I just feel like I need to be productive every single day. And when I'm not being productive, it's just like, even still, I kind of don't believe that I shouldn't be doing stuff all the time. And people around me have been encouraging in that. But like, for example, if I need to sleep and I really have to get 9 to 10 hours of sleep every day. If I don't, if it's, you know, for getting on a flight or for work, I try to make up for it the next night. And I guess another thing that's been helping me with this regard is I got an Ultra Human ring, which is one of the fitness tracker rings. And that can tell your sleep score, your heart rate variability. It gives you stress indicators. And with all of that, I've been trying to get my readiness score up, which shows how ready you are for the day based on your rest and working out and stuff. So I really like that this data is helping me, you know, use actual numbers to prioritize rest and feel like the best version of myself every day. So that is something that I've been enjoying.
I love that. And I enjoy your bullet underneath this one that says, a calm nervous system is the real glow up.
Yes.
And I couldn't agree more. One of the ones I wrote down is quality over quantity, basically for that same reason, where I feel like with social media and our world that's very numbers and performance and result based, it's really easy to want to do things that we get that quantifiable result from and prioritize less the things that like make us feel good or that no one even knows about. And it's just us in our own little world. But as you go on, that's the stuff that really makes you feel so much better. And it also relieves a lot of stress, because if you have so many things on your plate, I said it maybe 2 weeks ago, like, why are we so obsessed with being busy? And like, busy doesn't even mean productive, because I agree, I also love to be productive. And I do tie a lot of my personal worth, especially in a work sense, to productivity. But there's tasks that can get done if you're being productive in a short amount of time. And you could be busy or working or just doing stuff that but doesn't even mean you actually get anything accomplished. And so I'm trying to focus more on the quality of everything I'm doing and less about checking off as many boxes as I can or having all of these things, or just because a brand partnership comes into my inbox, I'm like, if it doesn't feel like a big yes, like just because I could work with them doesn't mean I have to. Just because this person reaches out to hire me for something doesn't mean I have to if I don't feel like it's fully worth my time. And I think I've been on this intentional minimal journey for a while relating to like my closet. Like I like to buy high quality clothing, really focusing on the natural fibers over like any trendy polyester stuff. And I like hardly ever really go shopping for like stuff in our apartment or anything, mostly just consumables and things that like really enhance my life for the long run. But I'm trying to really apply that mindset to work stuff so that I can work less and make more money and do higher quality work, have higher impact for either my customers or clients, and not just feel like I'm checking boxes, basically.
Something I've been diving into and learning more about are hormone disruptors and how there's over 1,000 disruptors daily in our lives. Things in our food, our water, the air we breathe, our clothes, our skincare, all of these things mess up our hormones, and our bodies also go through natural hormonal changes. But with all this, it does not mean that we have to suffer through it. And the good news is that there is a product out there to help. It's called Hormone Harmony, and they are a sponsor of the show. Hormone Harmony is a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for all women who are struggling with PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon, and there's a reason that it has over 30,000 positive reviews, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. So if you resonate with any of these symptoms, any of these issues, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code alreadyfriends at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code alreadyfriends to get your Hormone Harmony and start to feel more like yourself. Again, alreadyfriends at happymammoth.com for 15% off. Thanks to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring the show.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Definitely. Okay, I will switch gears. This one is a little bit boring, but this is one that I started last year and I really liked, and that is reading 6 nonfiction books per year. And it's just really helped me continue to learn, because I did like school. I liked going to high school, college. I liked learning, and this kind of continues that for me. But then it also balances fun reading with, you know, bettering myself, and of even if you are watching educational TikToks or YouTube or Instagram, we need to be consuming educational stuff outside of short form video content. So let's bring back reading articles, bring back reading educational smart books. And I feel like this little commitment to myself does actually make me feel smarter. And like I have thoughtful, engaging things to talk about other than just short form video brain rot.
I love this for you. Yeah. I could not agree more. One of my other ones, taking a break from posting as much, just kind of piggybacks off of the quality over quantity. But since Clay got here and my assistant started, like they're both kind of around the house, like all of the time, you know? And so I'm not spending time in between either like client calls or work things or errands scrolling or posting as much. And I'm like, oh my God, my life is just so much better. And I actually really love a lot of the new email newsletters that I'm subscribed to. Mm-hmm. And when I'm on my laptop, like I like just skimming through those articles. And I mean, even remember in college, do you remember the Skinny?
Yeah.
The Skim.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like really revolutionary at the time. They made current news interesting and relatable for like middle, young adult age, like probably, I don't know, 18 to 30, would you mm-hmm. say?
Yeah. College students.
Yeah. And I really enjoy getting emails from some of my favorite like coaches or creators that have these really good newsletters. Like you can tell they put a lot of thought. I hate the ones that are clearly just like ChatGPT, like regurgitated. I will unsubscribe from those. But the people that like pour their heart and it's more like a journal entry, I'm like, damn, that was a good nugget. Like, thank you for that. And regarding me posting a little bit less, I think that my life right now is better than how I could capture it to put on social media. And you would think that it shouldn't have taken me so long to realize this. But if my present life is so good, it's really hard for me to stop what I'm doing to edit through photos and like sit down and get them posted. And there's just so many amazing things going on around me all the time that I'm finding it really hard to prioritize like the internet world over my real life. And mm-hmm. I think in the past, I used social media to, I don't know, like make my own vision board of what I wanted my life to be. Like I would post a lot of the highlights and would go and do things because it would encourage me to do something like romanticizing the day. Like, okay, I'm going to go get this green juice. I'm going to go to yoga. And this is great. Now I have content to post. And now I could post 40 Instagram stories a day. Like everything is so interesting. Everything is so beautiful. So much is happening that I don't even know how to like convey it online. And I'm glad we have the podcast where we can talk about all of these things. But I don't know. I've been posting for 10 plus years. That's like, I'm really just enjoying my own life right now for a second. And it kind of dawned on me that like, I get my life first. Like whatever I share is a bonus. And I think I always thought that in order to ever get to this digital nomad life that I always had to post so much online, which I think there's some truth to that. But I'm like, wait, I'm here. I arrived. I have the life. Like I don't have to keep doing this every day all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels really good.
No, that's really nice. And yeah, I feel like now that, like you said, we've been doing this for 10 years, I think a lot of us are realizing, oh, it just never stops. Like, you know, before it's like, oh, we're just posting because it was still fresh and new. But now that we've like sat with it for a while and we've had social media and we realize it's just not going away, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are kind of reevaluating their habits of posting or consuming and all of this stuff.
Yeah, 100%. And like, I can still achieve the same results with like a well-curated Instagram album of my week or an intentionally made reel and receive the same results without having to post like constant stories or feel like I have to post to my feed like every 3 days. Like, you can still move the needle and be tapped into that world without having to be like, I don't know, controlled by it, I guess.
Definitely. So. Okay, another boring one for me. I'm going to say that this is the same one from last year, but sticking to a Sunday reset routine is major for me to thrive. I feel like I've learned a lot about discipline this last year and this year. And discipline is definitely a word that keeps resonating with me as we're going into 2025. And I feel like that's just one of my discipline practices. Like even when I don't want to do it, even if I'm comfy on the couch watching TV, even if it's like 4 or 5 o'clock, I get up, vacuum everything, wash our sheets, do some laundry, just think about what I have upcoming this week or what meals I'm going to make or if I need. I usually go to the grocery stores on Mondays. So what I'm going to do, what I'm going to get at the grocery store on Monday, And it is kind of mostly just cleaning, but I feel like just that ritual of cleaning gets me into some renewed weekly energy. And it just always feels so good to start my week. It has some good fresh week energy with that Sunday reset.
I love that. Sunday resets are truly the best. I'm just going to pivot here as well. This is so random, but Shazamming like constantly. Of course, ooh. I feel blessed that there's a lot of cool beach clubs and hotels and yoga studios, cafes that have epic playlists. But here, it's just amazing. You know, there's DJs coming from all over the world. And we were even at the beach club on Saturday, and there's like day DJs all the time that are way more, you know, like low key. It's not like fist pumping, like dancing on a table type of DJ situation. It's like you wouldn't even almost know that they were there. And I feel like my playlists have been so good lately, which has put me in such a creative state, and it's helping me like enjoy my walks or when I'm working on my laptop. I feel like tapped into that momentum and creative energy. So I'm just feeling grateful that all this amazing new music has been brought into my life. And I don't know how this could relate to anyone else, but I guess if you're traveling or if you go to a cool hotel in your area or some vintage shops or something and they have a great playlist, like sometimes all you need is like five good songs and then Spotify will like, you know, take it the rest of the way because mm-hmm. they'll like suggest songs like that.
And to make it even a little bit deeper, you're being present, you're noticing your surroundings, you're opening, you're listening. I feel like that's part of it too. And you're enjoying the vibes and the energy of all these different places.
Thank you.
Like we have to make that more important because I love that. That's fun. Okay, another random pivot. Actually, this kind of goes back to the discipline. For me, I've been very prioritizing my workout routine, and I've been having really good discipline and doing this 12-week workout routine. I'm on week 6 right now. I'm doing the 1-2-3 Legree program that my brother-in-law, Julian, and his company Ripped Coaching made. But I guess a caveat to this is that I am listening to my body instead of just fully forcing and fully doing the routine to a T. Because even though there is a set program, you know, 3 Legree classes a week, 2 lifting days, and 1 cardio day, if I'm on day 1 of my period, I'm sorry, but I'm going to rest. I'm not going to go do a Legree class or do a lifting day. And I just kind of move things around. So with the discipline and the thriving in the working out sense, I'm also thriving from doing intuitive movement because I know what I need on certain times of the month or just certain days. And I'm happy to just kind of move things around with what, like we said, prioritizing rest and what I know that I need in that moment.
I love that. That sounds like a great approach. And kudos to you for sticking with that program for so long. That's impressive.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Last week, I told myself that I will for sure always make the lifting days. Some weeks it's only like 2 Legree or Pilates classes. Again, like if I'm cycle syncing, which I have been, sometimes I only get 2 in. But I have done every single lifting day. And yeah, some weeks it's only 2 Legree classes. But that's what I told myself. I'm like, as long as I do each lifting day, I'll be happy.
I love that. That's a good balanced approach.
Yes.
The one I had for movement was that I'm grateful, and a good way to thrive in 2025 is to try new forms of movement. Every time I've done this, I'm like, why was I so scared of this? A, B, I wish I would have tried it sooner. And 3, this is so fun. Like thinking way back to even my first yoga class, like of course I knew yoga existed, but I wasn't really like that into it maybe like 5 years ago. And then when I really started developing my yoga practice, I was like, wow, mind-body connection. This is amazing. Oh, it feels good to be flexible. Oh, I'm releasing trauma from my hips. Like, fantastic. And then I tried Legree and Pilates and was like, damn, this is such a good workout. And then I tried boxing and I loved it. And that really helped me heal through a lot of frustration and anger that I was holding in my body. And now I've been trying aerial yoga, which I thought was going to be really in the bucket of fun and play. And although it looks very graceful and it can be kind of fun, it's really fucking hard. Like, ballet, dance, aerial yoga, I honestly give them like the most credit because they're doing a sport or movement, whatever, that's really hard, but making it look so easy. Like when you have football or basketball or you're running, like you get to express how hard it looks like through your face and your emotions and you're like, you know, sweating and you can be like, oh, fuck, that was hard, you know, and like grunt. Same with like lifting. But In aerial yoga and ballet, I want my aerial yoga place also has adult ballet. And I want to go because I was talking to the instructor of it after one of the yoga classes because I just saw him in the hallway. And I'm like, this is so inspiring. Like how you guys make something so painful and so hard look so graceful. It's just fascinating to me.
Yeah. I mean, that's really fun. Switching it up, trying all the different things. I think that's a really good one. Back to the discipline. Another thing that is helping me is practicing spirituality in some form every single day. Like I've shouted out before, I use this book that does meditation and affirmations every single day. And forcing myself to do this, even when I don't want to, it just really helps me, of course, practice that discipline of doing things when you don't want to do them, but also just anchors me every morning and kind of takes away the noise of the world. One of my favorite meditations that we learned was breathe in big mind and breathe out small mind, which small mind is, you know, thinking about everything you need to do in the day or just getting all up in your head. And when you're breathing in big mind, it's connecting to God or connecting to your spirituality and whatever you believe. So that just helps me get grounded. I think forcing yourself to meditate can really teaches you how to get out of your head and how to not overthink or not run away with your thoughts. It's something that through doing it every single day, you get better at. And I'm happy that I'm just forcing myself to do it. And I've kept that daily practice.
I love that one. My spiritual one is blessing my food, basically praying before the meal, which I did this when I was a kid, but I love this approach on it. And full shout out to my friend Liz. She showed me this and it's been so inspiring. And especially since I started eating meat again, the way we do it or that she showed me is like you rub your hands in front of your heart and like generate some heat. And then you kind of imagine it as a little ball and then you move it into the food and then you pray over the food. And you can do it in any way that works for you. Even that, I think, is taking a moment to pause and look at the beautiful food that's like on your plate before just immediately starting to eat it. But we've been like thinking the land, thinking the rain and the water, the irrigation systems that allow the food to grow, the farmers who tend to the fields, the truck drivers, the grocery store stockers, the cashiers, the people who literally made the shelves and the carts and the recipe books. And when you think about how many people are along the way to have one meal on your plate, it's actually so insane. Even the people who make the stickers that go on the fruit, who made the tires on the truck that drives the food. Like when you start going down the rabbit hole, it's crazy that our whole ecosystem like works this way and that we are able to live our lives and go to work and raise our families without having to grow all of our own food. Like, I don't even think day to day most of us consciously realize like how incredible that is. Like whatever you want, you can go into a grocery store if you want tomatoes this day or a banana or meat. Like you didn't have to go and tend to a field or raise the cattle or fly to another country to get this food and then like stock it at your house. Like someone did all of that for you. So I've been like praying before every meal. And sometimes it's just like a quick, like, I bless this food. Thank you. Or I appreciate this animal for their sacrifice. I thank the fruit for, you know, growing and flourishing to be able to serve my body. And then you can also, if you want to be extra woo-woo, you can ask the food and the nutrients to serve you in however you want. Like if you say, I want to feel really motivated to go like crush my workout, you could ask for the nutrients that are really going to make you feel like strong. Or if you want to feel satiated, or if you want to feel hydrated or nourished, you can go a lot of ways with it. And even that intention, like our minds are so powerful. I think it helps us recognize like what are we needing from each meal to fuel our mind and bodies and do all of the things that our bodies do for us that we don't even have to think about every day.
Yeah, that's one of those things where I definitely agree with that. But when I was a kid, I thought that was so annoying. I don't know if you relate.
Oh, same. I remember the prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let this food to us be blessed. Amen. And when we were kids, we would try to do it as fast as we could. So
yeah,
we could just get straight to eating. And it's hard because when you're a kid, you don't really conceptualize like the why behind all of that stuff. You just are like, oh, we have to do this thing. And when you're older, it can move more into like, we get to do this if we choose to. And then you get to set your own reasoning behind why you do whatever you do.
Yeah. And I think I'm happy that I was raised that way. Even if I didn't appreciate it then, it's cool that we can choose what practices we believe. And you get to kind of re-choose how you do your spirituality. And I think it's really, really cool. Okay. Another one kind of similar to this. I mean, I've been doing this every single year, but romanticizing and expressing gratitude for the boring parts of life is definitely a mindset that has helped me thrive this year because, you know, I live in a less cool place. St. Louis is not the talk of the town. So I'm not really constantly surrounded by cool events or cool things to do, but it does force you to slow down and find your own joy. Doing things at home or small intentional acts are how I build a life that feels good and maybe not even just one that looks good online, what actually feels good to me. And yeah, I know it's a TikTok kind of thing, you know, to romanticize your life, but it really does help. I feel like now I can romanticize being anywhere. I'm here at my grandma's house in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, in a weird kind of country bumpkin town, but I found a cute juice place this morning 20 minutes away and I drove there and I went to Pilates and I romanticized that morning. And, you know, I could be so negative being like, why is it so boring and lame? But instead I kind of romanticized that. And it is just looking at life through a lens of optimism, which I think really does help me.
Oh yeah, couldn't agree more. Especially when I lived in Omaha, romanticizing the best parts of living in Omaha. And once you develop that practice, then that's something you can take anywhere, anytime, because you could be on your dream vacation, but if you're not going to go and romanticize the whole experience and go down to the hotel restaurant and sit by the pool and move your body and make it a moment, then like you romanticizing, basically, it's like you have to, the cool things are available around you, but you have to go and do them. It's not just going to like unfold in front of you unless you have some action involved. And a lot of it is mindset of being like, no, this is amazing. I'm like, I love that I am getting the opportunity to do this. So I'm with you. I think romanticizing your life is like, honestly, like one of the pillars of happiness. Big pivot, enhancing and embracing my natural features. So last summer, I got fake nails, like acrylics, for the first time. And I loved looking at my hands with really long nails. I was like, wow, that just like looks how I want it to look. It feels so elegant. And it was deeper. It wasn't just like, oh, I want long nails. It was like, I want to stop doing work that makes it so I can't have long nails. Like I used to clean the Airbnb in Omaha. I used to do all of this like thrifting or moving furniture around where like my nails would break. And part of getting acrylic nails was telling myself, like, I don't want to do that sort of manual labor anymore. Like, I want to do, I don't know, stuff that's like with my intellect or whatever. And my mind, after seeing nails on my fingers that were really long, I was like, I want to be able to grow my own long nails, like natural nails. And I had to start eating meat and I had to, I just had to give up being a vegan, which was very hard for me. But now my nails are so fucking strong and they are so long that I can't even believe that in 6 months that I went from these short, stubby nails that were so thin and breaking to like strong claws. And getting my eyebrows tinted and laminated last week, and then I did the lash lift with the tent. Now I feel like I have my little jewelry on. I have my eyebrows and my eyelashes. And so if I'm not wearing makeup, which I don't most of the time, I still feel really put together. And I really like that trend on social media of high maintenance things to be more low maintenance, like getting the massage yesterday, taking care of my nails and like my skin so that day to day, like, I don't know, just you can look good without having to try very hard daily.
Oh, I love that. So you liked the lash lift? Because I have been eyeing that.
The actual process was torture, not to be dramatic, but before I saw them as it was happening, I was like, I will never be doing this again. Like it felt like I was in a straitjacket on a table where I was like, make it end, make it stop. Like I hated it. Like the feeling, which if you guys don't know, I'm very squeamish. Like I don't like blood. I don't like needles. So that just felt very invasive. But then she, you know, showed me the mirror, pulled it over, and I was like, we'll go through that pain every month. I like it.
You're like, actually, immediately, I will be doing this again.
Worth it. And I was, because I hadn't seen the results yet, so I was just like only suffering through. But now I'm on board. And I mean, even getting like manicure and pedicures, like I hate when they are cutting my cuticles. It literally spins me out so much that I like get hot flashes and have to talk myself off a ledge. I know that's so dramatic. Like it's something I'm trying to conquer, not being so squeamish with body stuff, but it's a thing for me.
Oh, 1,000%. Okay. I'm going to switch to two mindset ones. I'll just read two really quick. One, which we have talked about on the show, focusing on the proximity to prosperity mindset and intentionally putting myself in environments or conversations or networking with people that will elevate and expand me, or just being around doers. Since I've kind of chosen this career of doing things on my own, entrepreneurship, making my own income and making my own career, being around people and networking is so, so helpful. So putting myself in the places that those kind of people are has definitely helped me thrive. And then another mindset one is being okay when things go wrong. I have been working on this for like the last year, and I am so much better than when I used to get so stressed out about things going wrong. Again, I kind of think about this with travel. Like, I don't really get so stressed when things are wrong in my day-to-day life. But for some reason, when I'm the one in charge, I would always just get so stressed, like thinking that everyone's going to think that I fucked something up or it's my fault that things went wrong, when in actuality, that is just a part of life. And I saw a really funny TikTok that was like, now when things go wrong, I just tell myself to think remix, like that things are just getting remixed. And I thought that was really fun because it's nice to have something humorous to kind of get you through when things don't go how you think they're going to go. And again, it is all about releasing that control we talked about.
And I feel like there's a way to use humor where it's reminding you to lighten up and be like, wait, I actually am so grateful for all of these things. Like, this is a high quality problem. It's fine. Because I feel like that's different than using humor to like pretend that you're not upset. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the remix version of that. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I thought that was a good tip.
Continuing back to the romanticizing, doing a once a week bougie day wherever you live, I feel like you could take this on. For me, we've been going to a new beach hotel every Saturday, and the minimum at most of the day beds is like $75 to $100. And so I used to not go as often, but now I'm like, you know what? Pivot. This is an opportunity to make it a whole experience. Like, if I'm going to go, I'm not just going to go for 2 hours. Like, let's make a whole day of it. Let's get dressed up. Let's pick out a new place that we like really want to try that we've been eyeing on social media. And so that's been really fun. And having that to look forward to every Saturday is making me more excited to get stuff done during the week, knowing I can fully enjoy myself on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Another one for me, I have two more left. Choosing things that I actually like over things that I think are aesthetic or I think are cool. This is kind of relating to my house because I've officially been in my house for 4 years, the one that me and Connor bought in St. Louis. And I am kind of feeling like it's time to redecorate, freshen things up. And I'm just telling myself and teaching myself that it is okay if something isn't like the cool thing, or I don't know, going to be cool on TikTok or Instagram. And if it feels right and if I like it, that's okay. We actually talked about this on the Patreon page about how often we are influenced by what everyone else likes and what everyone else thinks. And just keeping up with the Joneses is no longer people in our neighborhood. This is something that Allison brought up. It's people all over the world. You're not only just keeping up with the people that live in your city that are buying things. It's just infinite. So for me, it's giving me a lot of peace to just find things that I like and not worry about if it's on brand for myself or if it's on brand for the style that my house is. It's just, if I like things, that is good enough for me, and not worrying about what other people like, because that's how you find your authentic true style, is just what you like and what works for you.
I love that. That's amazing. This one is for emotional wellness for me. Allowing myself to use TV to process my emotions. There's a show called Virgin River. I didn't realize what a cult following Virgin River had. I just clicked it because it was like at the top of my Netflix months ago. And there are so many parallels in that show to my past and current life. And I swear I just cry like the whole episode. Like, it just jerks tears out of me. I love the characters. I don't really cry in my day to day. And I feel like watching one episode of that at night, it's like allowing me to feel my emotions and move them through my body and release them. It's been a very unexpected form of therapy in my life right now. Who would have thought?
The anti-TV gal embracing her TV era.
I know.
No, that's great. It is good to unwind with dumb stuff. Honestly, people have been doing it for years. Even my grandma was talking about when she was younger, she loved turning on the radio every night. And it was literally like a podcast. She was like, we used to be entertained by TV shows on the radio where they would describe a whole scene. You would listen and envision it in your head. I'm like, oh my God, so like an audiobook. But yeah, I think we all need it. We have an inherent need to want to unwind and debrief with entertainment. Mm-hmm. This one's not entertaining or fun. This is my last one and it's more serious, but understanding that success is not built in the spurts, but in the systems. I'm definitely a spurt worker, which is where I kind of work in sprints. I get motivated to do something for 3, 4, 5 hours at a time, and then it's all done. But instead, I'm trying to evenly disperse things amongst my week or wow. have... I know.
I'm well, jumping for joy.
it's still... I'm trying. It's still very hard for me because I love when I get something done in just like one sitting, but that just is not how life works. So it's trying to build these systems that help me continue to reach my goals because you can't get your goals done in one day. Like the discipline word is also coming into this one.
Yeah, because if you think of systems regarding like physical wellness, you couldn't just work out one day a week for 10 hours. Like your body's like too much. We mm-hmm. have to do like a little bit every day. You couldn't just, I mean, I guess you could eat for one whole day and then fast for a week. But it's like, that is not optimal at all. And so in a work sense, it's the same thing. I believe like if you have systems and you chip away at it more consistently and in more digestible, sustainable timeframes, then in the long run, I think that helps success more. But mm-hmm. that's just my take on it. Virgo rising loves yes. a system.
Exactly. Okay, give us your last two.
The first one I said was hiring like a nanny or someone to help in your real life. But I also want to say hiring a virtual assistant, if that could help you in your life, especially if you're starting some sort of side hustle or even to keep your bookkeeping for your life. Like if you're going to do your taxes on a regular basis, someone to organize if you travel a lot, keeping you accountable. I don't think our society values accountability as much as it should. Like I see my virtual assistants as literally paying for accountability. And uh-huh. I don't feel like I would have gotten as much accomplished over the last 2 years without these people checking in. And so I know there's websites where you can just automate this stuff, but not having a real person on the other end of it doesn't work for me. Like I need an actual person sending me a message. Hey, did you do this? Or like, I need this file. What about this? Like helps me so much. And then therefore I have more freedom and then I can scale my business because I'm consistently chipping away at it. And then my last one, Clay and I have decided that our relationship at a foundational level is just being there for the other person to help them be their best self. And when you really boil it down, that removes a lot of insecurities, pressure, like expecting the other person to be perfect for you. It's like, I just want him to be his best self for him. And it's allowing me to give him like way more grace. And I think sometimes in relationships, like we want it to always be so good. And we see on social media, like perfect couples. But I kind of believe like if it's going too good, then you're not even really challenging yourself or the other person to work through stuff that happened in their childhood, to work through their insecurities. Like you're just floating on the surface. And I'm way more about like a deep, like trust, vulnerable, intense relationship where I am being challenged all the time because that's how I think you grow. And Clay and I haven't lived together for like 2 years. So maybe this stage doesn't have to be forever. But right now we're really in like a season of growth where I'm like, no, I want you to tell me when I'm being annoying. I want you to like tell me when I'm doing something that's hindering the goals that I said I wanted to achieve. And bottom line, I think it comes down to really trusting that the other person is on your team. Like it's not you versus them. It's like, how can I help you and support you? And how can you help me and support me? Did I say that right? Help me support myself. And saying those hard truths that maybe you would normally be afraid to say because you don't want to hurt their feelings. But if you both agree that you're not taking it personally and you can have an open heart to receive that stuff, then you really can evolve and grow at such a faster rate if you're willing to look at your own shit, I guess, and let someone point it out for you.
Amazing. And our 25th one, we wrote this one together, because we both brought 12. So the 25th thing that is helping us thrive in 2025 is, of course, this series, The 8 Dimensions of Wellness, because our thriving in life is absolutely holistic. It is not about being perfect. It's about being intentional with all these different areas of life and taking note of which ones are doing well, which ones need attention, because when one area is neglected, it affects us wholly.
Amazing. And if you're new to this series, We have this year of the How to Thrive in 2025 series. And then last year, we did the 8 Dimensions of Wellness series. And the year before that, we did the 8 Dimensions of Wellness series. So there are a lot of episodes to get caught up on. If you are interested, we will link them in the show notes. And thank you guys for being here. We are grateful for you.
Yes. Thank you guys for thriving with us, for being here for the whole series. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.